Hello and welcome to my update video. In this video, I'm going to be going over all the past videos of the year and giving a brief overview of the current situation with them. I'm also going to go over the Fatal video and the Franklin Vo video, despite them not being made the last year, because I have an update on them before. If you enjoyed any of these videos, feel free to check out my other ones before watching this, and don't forget to subscribe. Not a lot to be said about Fatal, as the creators of the game have not been working on any new projects publicly. However, something I missed was that in 2014, James Hostler, one of the co-creators to Fatal, agreed to an audio interview with a reviewer. The video link will be in the description. A few months after I released the Franklin Vo video, Mainly Mandy released a video covering the events of Franklin's abuse. She also referenced my video in one of her source documents, which I'd like to thank and also recommend that anyone who enjoyed that video or wants to learn more about the Franklin Vo situation to check out her content. It goes into far more detail about the aftermath of all the events than my video does. And since this video has been posted, even Franklin have entered into a lawsuit over the company they formed, as it appears Eve was trying to get full ownership of the More Than Two brand. This has resulted in Eve's testimonials being removed from the I Tripped on the Polystair website. Although this lawsuit has since been dropped, Eve's testimonial has not been re-uploaded, likely because the two have returned to mediation. I suspect that there will be more things going on with this. If anyone cares to continue following the story, you can find most updates on either the I Tripped on the Polystair website, Eve Rickert's blog, or Franklin Vo's blog. I don't have a lot to say about the Elf video, aside from Sigenhelm Thane posted a comment that focused more on English elves. This is probably more accurate than what my video was, as most of the sources I had were more focused on Scandinavian and Germanic elves, and I appreciate his comment for adding more information to the video. There's not a lot I can say about the incel video, as the website that the video was primarily about, I'm unable to access at the moment. The more Black Pill-centric wiki, which was a secondary focus, is still active. Aside from that, I can't really speak on the subject. Not really anything to update about the Prester John video, as that's mostly historic stuff. I have a lot to say for the Rahoa and Interview with the White Separationist videos, as I remained in contact with Reverend Harry Lloyd. This does mean that most of the information is coming from him, but where possible I have sought to confirm it through third-party sources. For one, the Creativity Alliance has been excommunicated from Lloyd's group, as it appears that the leader was snitching on fellow members of his group, though admittedly this group was already quite small to begin with. Similarly, the Creativity Movement, which was the website that claimed that they were hacked by the British police, has also been excommunicated from Lloyd's group, as they didn't want to be perceived as violent as Clausen's writings demanded. This seems to make Lloyd's group the primary active creativity group. I would also like to make an update on how I said that Hardy Lloyd was currently wanted by the Texas police in the interview video. This was because of a Texas Department of Public Safety page that has not been updated. According to Lloyd, this page is completely inaccurate, and he was never wanted by the Texas police. He's also said he's spoken to Texas law enforcement, and they have said they were never after him. He's also said that he's currently bringing legal action against the Department of Public Safety and a number of news outlets which repeated the story. While he's not provided me with any evidence aside from his own claims, when I looked into the matter myself and checked for any legal records regarding Lloyd in Texas, I was unable to find any. He's also said that once his lawyer says that it's okay, he'll send me the documents proving his claim. If this occurs, I'll post comment, and currently I'm inclined to believe him on this, as all the evidence that I've found seems to point that he isn't wanted. He might be, but there's nothing that confirms it, and considering the post was made months ago, I don't think that the Texas police are after him. I don't have any updates on the Meme Magic video generally, but I do have potential plans for making a video on a certain meme magician. In the video, I showed a Baked Alaska meme in the video, as he's one of the more prominent meme magicians, And honestly, their video was originally going to be more focused on his part. I eventually decided to just focus on meme magic generally, but I might someday return to it because Baked Alaska, in my opinion, has a pretty interesting story. That's all I have to say about updates on previous videos, but I also want to make a quick note about moving forward. I have plans for more videos in the same vein as the last year, just being explorations of whatever I find interesting at the moment. I also might try some other types of videos so that I can release videos more frequently, but this is kind of unexplored yet. We'll see what happens. Regardless of whatever I decide to do, I want to thank you for watching, and if you enjoyed any of my videos, I'd appreciate if you like and subscribe.